You are entering the Overthink Tank.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of the Overthink Tank, a gift that keeps on giving and a podcast that keeps on overthinking. Today, I'm Surbhi, you know me, and joining me today are two of my favorite people. I say this about everyone. Don't take it personally.
We know it, man. We've been there.
Yeah, okay. We've seen. Yeah. It's okay. It doesn't hurt that much anymore.
We are the ones who are free today.
Not true. Only slightly true. But thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Dhruv Sehgal. Clap, clap, clap. Cue for clap. And Sumukhi Suresh. Second time repeat.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Good one. I'm also very happy that I get to do this podcast with you.
Likewise.
It's the best, pleasant surprise.
Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't know this.
Yeah.
Good you didn't tell us, man.
It's me. I'm the genius behind this podcast.
Yeah, I was getting like, oh my God, who's it going to be?
But first, I thought I'm going to be alone. Then I'm like, no, koi na koi to hota hi hamesha.
Do din log to chahiye overthinking.
I nailed the combo.
Yeah. Truly. Very excited.
So this podcast, you guys, just a quick intro. We overthink so people out there don't have to.
Sweet.
So again.
Beautiful.
Social service, just
de do,
free stuff. Also, yeah, don't take us seriously. All right, let's begin. So the question that we're being asked in this episode is, hey, the Overthink Tank, it's been more than 2 years of the pandemic, and while I maintained social distance, there was a lot of distance created between me and my friends. I feel like priorities changed in the lockdown, and for a person who had a big social circle, I've now come down to a very small group of friends. Is losing touch with people a me problem or something that just happened in the pandemic? Good question, my friend.
Was that a YouTube comment or did you get that like a DM?
I get emails.
Oh, what the fuck?
So nobody emails me other than Amazon, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and Adani Electricity.
Nicobar 2 also.
I get Nika saying me like, oh, you're so beautiful. Come buy these products and become more beautiful. They have like the best subject line. Like,
you know,
hey,
Nika, this is your opportunity. You gotta put your
hey, gorgeous.
Here.
Hey,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Also, Adani, you never know where you would be.
Adani, sponsor me now. Sponsor me.
If you're watching. Aapko Australia coral leaf fish shoot kar
wahan pe overthinking na bade jayenge.
If it still exists and if we've not destroyed it.
The coral reef or the podcast?
The coral reef.
Hopefully, you won't destroy the podcast. But okay, guys, I want to start talking to you about friendships and like. Because, okay, we just went through a pandemic and I personally went through like a little pruning in my friend circle also. I'm like, I had a bunch of friends, but then only some of them sort of like trickled down to my final group of friends that I have now and are close dear to me. Did you also have that? Did your friend circle go up and down or is it the same?
No, man, I had three. They're still there. They're still there.
You say it very sadly, like nobody.
No, I say it with pride. I'm actually thinking that the language of friendship has changed over the pandemic.
Yeah.
Before we used to talk, now we just send memes. And now the pandemic is over, we're just still sending memes.
Yeah.
And we'll decide, ha ha, chal badwe. It's just that.
That could just be you, though. Chal badwe.
No, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people.
If you don't mind, I'll also use chal badwe.
Please. Yeah, please.
It makes sense.
Please.
It makes sense. Just a random good night, chal badwe.
Chal ho gaya.
The best is when you say nice things to them. Bro, kaisa hai?
Oh, they're gone. Mindfuck. Over the tank. Oh my God.
Tell me what's wrong with you.
Tujhe kya hua? Tu aaj kyun pooch raha hai? Meme bata.
Meme.
What's this pressure to not look for memes? You know that's true. I don't know how to look for memes. And I have friends who are memeing me now. So I don't want to tell them I'm not that person. So then my brother sent me memes and I'm like, you're so boring. And then I just...
Oh my god, so I'm recycling
memes now.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I'm also very like, meme is so old culture to my brother. Balls. I don't know anything about it. And I'm telling my brother something and I'm just being like, but you send it to me so that I send it to others. I actually have a slightly, not a different take, but the pruning, I agree, because I think pandemic, you end up speaking to the people you like the most. But strangely, I used to be very social before I came to Bombay. And then
which was when?
Which was in 2016, 17. Like Bangalore, yeah. I was crazy social. I don't know, I'm partying with Germans. My colleague, something all I'm doing. I didn't have these hang ups of, oh, you need to have friends outside work. Yeah, I just used to be friends with everyone. And then I came to Bombay, and Bombay became very, because, correct me if I'm wrong, it's slightly agenda based, right?
Yeah, it's like it's, utilitarian. Haan, like, what do you bring?
Hi,
like,
how are you? Yeah. And while I'm like, Dhruv, mujhe ugly movie mein cast. Everything is just yeah, mildly or slightly.
And the problem is when the agenda is spoken of.
Yeah,
then you're like, so. Then you hear this sound. And like,
it's
or
the thigh clap.
It's the thigh clap. It's the like, thigh clap. Oh, kuch kaam hai isko.
Then some friend sends chal bade.
No, you're so, totally right.
Yeah, and I think that sort of got to me in my head. And I was like, oh, I should have friends outside entertainment industry, which is like, where?
Yeah.
Where to find? So then I was going through those thoughts. And in pandemic, I'm like, enough. Ho gaya abhi. Jisko, jo dost mila, just try to keep in touch. Be nice. And I'm extremely extrovert. So I do... I don't like my own company that much.
Yeah.
But maximum 3 months I lasted. After that, I was like, Sumaira, come home. Come on. It's enough.
It's
so
enough.
She came, stayed with me. Because I lived alone.
She stayed with you throughout the pandemic?
No, no, that's too much. She stayed for like 3 days. And then after that, I was like, okay, go back now. That's too much. But it's just, I do thrive at people's energy. So I ended up post-pandemic making more friends.
Amazing, dude.
Yeah, like I'm just out there where I have friends. I'm friends with dentists.
Are they
I'm friends with lawyers.
Friends or like, do you just have fun talking
Oh, friends, of course, is the ones you have finally, like the five or the whatever.
Yeah.
But they're good people to read, like just socialize. Just, I think pandemic made me realize I like socializing.
Mm.
I was going through the, I guess, as I'm getting older, I'm getting into, I'm very predictable socializing then.
It's the same.
Yeah. So I think I started doing that post pandemic, but before pandemic started, I cut off a lot of friends. I don't know why.
Oh.
Interesting.
It was almost like...
Before?
Yeah.
So you were going with the... Like for a purge. And then COVID came.
I don't think it's their fault. Because I also met them at a point where I was extreme people pleaser. I still am. But at that time, I was extreme people pleaser, extreme doormat. So they were also treating... And now that they're like... And I think my ego has increased.
Oh, yeah.
So I was very like, okay, maybe... So then that happened, and then they got very so then I was like, yeah, it's, I think it's over. I think I my
life's
done.
How do you sort of, you know, tell a friend that, okay, this is over? Because in relationships, it's like, you know, you have a talk or you ghost them, you know. What's your approach with like a friend that you no longer are willing to keep in touch with?
Okay. You want Dhruv? Should I take this? Do you want
Dhruv?
Because Dhruv is clearly.
No. मेरे डेंटे से एक चीज याद आई थी. Actually, in pandemic, the new set of friends that I made are a lot of home shifts. So a lot of these women in their 40s, 50s,
yeah,
who'll call me at 8 o'clock or 9 PM at night, and my partner will be like, ये कौन डोसा का रेसिपी तुम्हें सुना रहा है? I'm like, it's very important. हाँ, so then मैं उसको ऐसे करूँगा फिर. So those guys became a lot of my friends. A lot of these coffee nerds became a lot of my friends. I'm also one of them. So that it expanded, you know. That was a welcome change.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel happy about the pandemic with regards to that, at least. When it comes to the language of breakup, when it comes to friendship, it's like, bro, ... तूने फ़ोन नहीं उठाया. Which I'm guilty of. My phone is always on silent.
So do you get broken up or do you usually?
Nee, aisa hai nahi. This is a random not fatigue, man. It's just random that.
Samajh lena baat. Thode din baad phone message kar dunga, call karna. It's very that.
Yeah, but I also feel it from their side also.
Yeah, it's a double. I mean, you can't.
After a particular age, it's mutual. You
come
know.
Come on, yeah. You put in some effort and I put in the other half. You know.
Mm. See, as you know, you've picked great. It's because mature, immature. I have to make a spectacle about everything.
Really? You break up with friends?
My,
like that?
So I've had two massive friendship breakups.
All
which
right,
happened in
let's
front
get
of
into
people.
Them.
Okay.
In a public space?
Not a public space, at someone's house.
Yeah, can I sound really ignorant and stupid?
Please,
say it. What happens with
girls? I don't know.
You know, I feel like bros and like guys just bond at a different
level.
Or
they just don't after
that. They're just like, oh, boys.
Yeah, maybe. I think they just go, chal ho gaya na uska ho gaya. I know that I don't have any chill. I'm sure there are girls who are more chill than me, 100%. Like, cause
you're very chill.
You know, as you said that, you were like, no, I don't think
you're
so.
You're really chill.
Because the first one was, I also got ticked off so randomly. It's just two people came for my birthday surprise, and Naveen had planned the surprise. Naveen's terrible at planning surprises. So Naveen, of course, walked up saying that there's a surprise, you have to come. I said, okay, fine. And I was really trying not to get these two people to come, because I don't think it would have mixed. and it wouldn't have, and they were being already very dismissive and condescending about comedy. And comedians. Okay. Sorry, huh? Tell me.
No, nothing.
Huh. So then I was like, okay, fine, just let's all of them go. And then they started making fun of like comics. I was like, chal chod. Then they were fed on Naveen. Gone.
I'm sorry, I don't want to like gossip here, but within industry or they were outside?
Outside. Okay, they were outside. They were friends from Bangalore who had come.
Got it.
They were not people who had, they were acquaintances, etc. So when they made like something they did up with Naveen, I'm very protective that way. I was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
And Naveen has no clue by then. Naveen's like, why do you have to go extra? I'm like, well, how could you do it? Get out of here.
took the bhatura from their mouths, like bye.
And between them, I'm better friends with the one of them, where he was very like, but why do you have to be so hectic? She didn't mean it. I was like, no, sorry, you can't insult. You can't come to his house and insult him.
Yeah.
I was like, don't be a weird guest. So that was clearly, and everyone, don't worry, since all of them are comics, for the next 1 week they made jokes saying that, oh, don't become friends with her. So three months later she'll yell at you.
So did your friendships change from your with your Bangalore friends after you came here?
Yeah, some of them it did. I think and I, the reason I keep blaming it on myself is because since I am, this is recently one of my writers told me, I'm a friendship tease. I make everyone believe like I'm very good friends with them when I'm not.
A friendship tease?
Huh. I love that, man. That's a nice Netflix.
I want to be friends with you, but
Singaporean,
I don't reply back.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Aisha said that friendship tease, and Sumaira said that, oh, I just called her asshole, but that's fine.
Yeah,
so
that's one word for
class
it.
Here. So I think that's the reason.
And you didn't realize this?
No, I didn't. This was the first time I was
amazing.
Like, oh my God, is this what it is? So can you really blame them for taking the liberty? No.
I feel like we've all been bad friends at some point, and there's sort of no knowing that if you're being intentionally bad or it's just the circumstances that are making you act.
But to take her side, you know, you are sort of staffed for having that really nice conversation. It doesn't have to be creatively or intellectually stimulating. It just has to be a conversation where you're like, fuck, this is a good one. You know, and you do that, you indulge in that, and you want to be a part of something like that. But that doesn't mean that we are friends.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That means that moment was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like when you travel and you meet someone and you have a great time.
Yeah, and then now we can't be like...
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't be friends with everyone.
Sure.
Yeah, you can't.
And I can't be... also the concept of availability. You are not available as you... Not, I don't know, maybe grow older, maybe younger. You have space, mind space for these many people.
Yeah.
And you want to stick to that?
No, I feel like it's definitely an age thing. Because in school, I was so proud of myself for like encompassing or like surrounding myself with 24. Like I had, my group was like 24 girls, and I was
What were you guys called?
Yeah, you have to have a name.
We didn't have
Spice Girls.
Come on, you must have had one name.
One name. Come on. Tell us.
The cool girls. Okay.
Nice. What is that?
Good one.
But I feel like back in the day, our friendship was tighter because 24 friends. Kisi ek ka birthday hoga, we'll split the cost among 24 people. I'm like, we need to keep this group, right? Everyone's like, give out 20 rupees and we have a solid gift.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I can afford a gift. I don't want friends around me. So
no, communication was difficult. So you would work hard, and that working hard was fun.
Yeah.
Now it's fucking easy, right? You can talk to anyone in the world.
It is. The thing is, you can have a small talk with everyone. It's the the deep top topics that like take like a vulnerable friend.
I do think I'm very biased to people. Like I recently went to Bangalore, recently went to Chennai. Wow, Sumukhi's making such conversations about so many things. And I'm to Bombay and I'm just sticking to like, aur ye show mein ye hua, yahan par wo. And in my head only, I'm like, you're so boring.
Aww.
You sound like that uncles, you know,
but
who
bro,
talk
it's
about
not,
work.
It's not just that. It's I just came back from Ladakh. Where is Ladakh? Kahan hai ye?
Come on. This podcast.
Bhaiya, Airtel nahi chal raha. And then you're like, hey, watchman bol raha hai, aapka wo cut gaya hai, chhat ki chabi nahi mil rahi, going around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man. Just... And then you expect somebody to have a conversation with you. You're like...
I'm also wondering, maybe it's a location thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It's 100%.
Do people make more friends when they're in a
certain
place?
Like the proximity of it.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember, so Sumukhi and I, we met each other. Like, we were acquaintances slash people who worked together. But then... we lived very close to each other.
There's
during
some, there's kuch to secret hai yahan pe.
No.
Khasa,
my throat is dry. Sorry.
Oh, you're.
Yeah.
Have a walk,
I went through
have
that.
Have
but
a sippy sip.
It could also be, why did your throat go dry? Correct.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So, you're talking about your secret.
So we don't have a secret. Come on. But I feel like the proximity angle was true because we found each other in a place because everybody else was away from us. So Mukhi and I used to live like a block away.
Yeah.
It's like saying block, like we live in London. It was actually ugly gali mein. Ugly gali mein se Mukhi rehti.
That gali that takes you to sabko. That gali.
Yeah.
Oh, that gali. Oh, lovely gali.
Very gali.
Exactly. Bombay ki gali ho to waisi gali.
Waisi gali ho.
And then we found each other, like, we liked each other's company. We would take, like, evening walks and, like, talk about our day. So it became very proximity-based because you no longer, you don't, like, have the energy to, like, meet at a club anymore. You're, like, ghar pe rehte. And that's a different kind of friendship, right? Not everyone's the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I went through this thing where I usually reach out to friends, if not through conversations, I reach out through food.
Yeah.
And
I love your love language.
In Bangalore, Chennai, I used to cook for friends and call them and be like, okay, eat now. And I think during pandemic, I started doing that again, where I started sending food. Like, I was baking again. And I was making, like, because rasam is just best for everyone anyway, with COVID or not COVID. So I was just sending, like, liters and liters of rasam everywhere. And I did find that again. Because it's like, you know, the language of friendship, it's very... that happened and I didn't, they were like, should we send something? I said, you have to understand. No, it's how I'm telling you that, hey, you make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
In my life. So take rasam.
I like you. Come
it's
on,
very that.
Yeah. Rasam is short for I love you.
Yeah. And I mean, I hope my mom doesn't see it. I cook non-veg. I don't eat non-veg. And I love feeding friends who eat non-veg. So I went through a whole... I went through a whole Mangalore phase where I went Mangalore buns, fish gassi and all of that. I made a packet. I went through this. And then pandemic finished. Everyone was like, excuse me, love's over. And then work has started.
It is over.
I'll send you maybe half kg rice.
But what about you, Dhruv? Did you feel like your friend circle has it? No, you mentioned you just have three friends and it's been that way.
Three and then, it's always been three.
And they've been like your people during the pandemic and now after the pandemic also.
Yeah, man, because it's... I've not tried to complicate shit. Those guys have not tried to complicate shit. Those girls have not tried to complicate shit. It's always been the same. Also, because it's not about pandemic.
Mm.
For me, because I came from... You know, I studied in Pune, then I came here, then I'm actually from Delhi. Mm. So for me, friendships were always very transient, you know, aati jaati rehti thi. So pandemic felt like another one of those phases, and my parents were in IFS, so we kept traveling from one country to another.
Nice.
So for me, when I hear this and I'm like, but I've lived through this, you know, 100%. And you know, for me, it's the most beautiful thing is not the duration and not the amount of conversation, but even now a friend of mine from London would message me once in 6 months or 8 months, how are you?
Yeah.
You know? And he'll message me from London standard time. So I'll see you here in the morning and my day will be made.
Correct.
You know? And it's just one of those things where you're like, just be there.
Yeah.
You know? In spirit, almost.
Yeah.
You know? And I can access you and you can access me. But there's no...
need to be in like close contact with them at all times. I feel like also during the pandemic I didn't feel the need for friends because my family sort of became like the people that I would be
People were rediscovering their families a lot.
That's true.
My family sort of came in as my friend. I mean, I wouldn't discuss everything with them, but like still they became like my lot of like my outlet was my family now. Like I would talk to my
mom. You moved back to Delhi?
I did. So I think our family became our friends and for some people, friends became their family. So it's pretty like cool.
Yes, the family part is so true because I think till pandemic, my mom was not entirely sure what I was doing because I was lying for the longest time. So it was just confusing. And pandemic happened and then we eventually reached a stage where she's like, just tell me, what are you doing? And also like, pandemic started on March 21st lockdown and 13th is when Pushpavali season 2 had come out. And that my mother finally saw the show.
Oh, yeah.
Both the seasons.
Like, she hadn't seen it?
She hadn't seen it.
Why?
So, also, by the time internet reached her, I'm not saying Nagpur, but internet reached her, it was already like... and she was like, I don't want to get into this. She was against it. Oh, it's the entertainment. And then... It's almost like everyone's locked into a room, right? So she watched both seasons and she got too invested. She's like, what's the end? I said, no, I can't tell you. She's like, but I created you. You created that. You have to tell me.
Yeah.
That sort of conversation started. But the biggest thing is she said, just tell me, what do you do? What are your plans? What are your dreams? And that conversation happened. And my mother asked me about, so you know, I don't know how it works for you guys, but breakups and dating is not a thing at all. So my mother's like, so there was this dude I know, what's his scene, tell me, are you getting married to him or not? That's her saying that I used to date him.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's sorry. She's like, why, what happened? And I wanted to say, I don't know if my mom would understand cheating. So I was like, he was not loyal.
Nice.
And then my mom's like, he stole your money. I was like,
aapka scooter le gaya. Not loyal.
You know, it was a lot of fun to come on the same page that way. So now her histrionics seem less... and also like her own frustration, because I think my mom and I are very similar that way. Just that in that moment, she has to speak about that situation in an aggressive way.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's done. And then she's like, fine, I guess I have to deal with it. So that I became her sponge for that, which is quite nice.
Got to like sort of share that time with your family.
Also, the pandemic allowed everyone to be on the same mental wavelength.
Yeah,
everybody was on the same.
Like
frequency.
Nobody had FOMO, and everyone was like, "Sabhi ghar mein baithe hain."
Sabhi ghar mein baithe. It was the last time everyone was together at a concert. Correct. Almost. You know?
Which is why I didn't feel the need for having friends. Because why do I need friends to go out and make a spectacle? Question. Right? Mm. To be like, oh, look at me surrounded by friends. But suddenly I'm alone at my house, and like my friends are alone at their house, and nobody, I don't feel FOMO anymore, and so they also don't feel FOMO. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe it's also just pandemic sort of helped us declutter our mind as well, right? Mm-hmm. Because if not for pandemic, we were all just doing our work, meeting people just randomly on the road.
But
isn't that back on
for you again? Are you working?
Yes,
have
but
you gone back to your old ways, Smokey?
I thought I would, because as friend, as Aishana has said, friendship tease.
Mm.
But I'm now in touch with the people who I was constantly in touch with during pandemic. Like my friend, my best friend from college, who still is my best friend, I must say. She's so anyway continuously been in touch, but I made more effort.
Mm.
And it was never addressed, where she's like, oh, thank you for calling. And now I get videos of her daughter or this and that.
Okay.
So it's always there. I take my 5 minutes away to reach out to these people and come back. Or go to a Bangalore and rant. I don't even know when I stared at rain. I was like, wow, Bangalore rain, and I'm staring. And I think this is a good a lot of it has got to do with pandemic, just sort of removing the weight of, oh, this needs to be done, that needs to be done, maybe.
Yeah.
Or removing the sort of the pressure of maintaining a friendship that's not even like healthy in any way, you know?
Yeah, that is very true.
Did you break up with a friend?
During pandemic, so many.
Really?
But that was a non-spectacle one where I just
ghosted
them.
Of course, you can't make a spectacle of that because everybody is in their houses.
But how do you ghost people when they're in the same city, like as friends?
But it's Mumbai. Anyway, we're ghosting each other, I feel, every day. And it was just easier. And I don't know how, somehow if you don't respond to someone here, they get it. They're like, I guess you're done with me.
Which sucks. as an ideology sucks because like, I mean... You were so tight at one point, and then suddenly I don't reply back, and I don't get any response from this person, and then it's an understood fact that this is a thing that's over.
Yeah,
it's a very Bombay thing in Delhi and other places. You know, you are in the same circle. You know, तुम आज नहीं मिलोगे, तुम एक हफ्ते बाद तुम मिलोगे किसी और बंदे की पार्टी में.
मेरा dealer भी मेरा friend है.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, अब मिलना तो पड़ेगा.
मिलना तो पड़ेगा ही, you know. So
do you think it's got to do with school? Friends,
thing. It's tricky, that man.
Do you feel like you've outgrown your school friends?
I never had school friends.
What about you, Dhruv?
Yeah.
Outgrown, I think there's a fair bit of strain.
Oh.
You know, because you keep talking about the same. Yaad hai us ladki ki chaddi. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
After a point, you're like, I know the joke. And then the thing is, a lot of it. You start talking about politics and you realize ke saale tu to harami andar
se.
That was a huge
like outgrowing your friends in like a way where you're like, I don't agree with your opinions anymore. Even but like with COVID, I had some friends who were like partying it out during COVID. I'm like, that's a good way to lose some friends. I'm like, okay,
but,
end
know,
of friendship.
I realize this now after the pandemic, and I've met a lot of them going back to Delhi, and even my college friends, because it's been 12 years now. Nothing feels better than a hug from your old friend. Nothing, you know. And you know that feeling that, fuck man, you know me. You know, like
you know me more than anybody else.
Know me. And we can like argue, or not argue, which is even worse. But fuck, you know me. And to see like, you know, like your best friend, she has a child, and a lot of my friends have children.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Wow.
You made this?
Yeah.
You
it's
made
amazing,
this?
Dude.
Apni thesis nahi kar di apne college mein ye bana liya.
Aur aap uska khyal rakh rahe ho.
It's
beautiful, you know, it's really beautiful.
That I agree. Like, I mean, school to no one, but college, the four girls who I'm constantly four girls who I've just kept in touch. Three would be from college and one from hostel. And just she went to the US, she studied there, she dated, she had a horrible time, she was low, and then she picked up, and health wise so much, and then now she has a kid, she's moving to Edinburgh, and I'm so excited. I'm like, yeah. Oh, you're closer to India,
yeah.
I can come see you because you were too far away. And the other day I just took a step back. I said, I've seen this whole thing happen with her, where she went from here to here to here, and now this is her life, and she's doing her PhD, and I can't believe I'm witnessing this.
It's legit sweet. It's very sweet.
Do you think it's a, like, it's a time frame thing? Because, I mean, do you hold friends you've been friends with for longer closer than friends who are new? Like, because some of my new friendships feel like I've known this person forever. Like, I would have, like, some friends I know from 6 months, I'm like, we're so close. It just fits. But, like, some older friends, I feel like I might have outgrown them. You know,
I don't know, man. In Bombay, you know, because it's such a state of mind, like, it happens. Sure, it happens with you. It happens with you. You're on set. You know, you're really good friends with this AD.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're terrific friends with, with this.
Every day, yeah, you're right.
You know, you're friends with this nice person who works in the camera team. And it's the last day of the shoot, and it's been 2 months. And you're like, okay, bye.
That's it then. You'll never see each other again.
I know you're not going to see me, and I know I'm not going to see you.
And in your head, you made some plans ki iske saath main Leh Ladakh jaunga.
Classic post shoot, hum sab trip pe jayenge. Hum sab shoot khatam karke trip pe nahi ja raha hai. They're like, please, hame shakal nahi dekhni.
They're like, last after party mein, uske baad sab rishte khatam. It's like, I think that's why they throw that party after a shoot. Like, end of relationship. This is
end of this show. This is the closing.
After that party, the only communication is not even a message, it's like a reaction to a story. Like fire
on double tap. Double tap the message.
It's true.
That's true. I wanted to question.
Someone shooting this is
But yeah, I want to talk to you about again a little bit of the pandemic action and how it sort of changed your friendships. Did you sort of keep in touch with friends over Zoom calls, or were you away from all of that?
Yeah, the Zoom birthday party and all happened, huh?
I
wasn't being ironic about it. I was like, okay, you know, but like, my friend got married through Zoom, I'm saying, through a pandemic, and she was one of my best friends in from college, Rena, and she her marriage was announced, and then there was between waves, and she's like, okay, you guys are gonna come, and then wave happened, and she's like, okay, you guys can't come, and she's damn sad about it. So her bachelorette was on Zoom.
Why would they put the bachelorette on?
I know.
Why would they record? Why would they put a camera in front of
her? And the thing is, just before the we were meeting in between waves, right? So we were making fun of Zoom wedding hoti kitni boring hoti, Zoom bachelorette. We were doing jokes on that, and then it happened as Zoom bachelorette. And can I say, it was so much fun.
Really?
Yeah. We had a blast. Because Rena was so on. Like, she was on it. She's like, what do you guys want me to do? Because she was like, I need to make this happen. And then
so
her friend from Bangalore, Nandita, she had a full itinerary planned. She said, everyone needs to collect, keep this near you. And everyone needs to participate. Music needs to be this. She was
amazing.
Yes, the effort, can't.
It takes effort, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes more effort to sort of keep a friendship, especially when you're like social distance from them. Otherwise, you know, you bump into someone in the green room. Hi, hello, ho gai.
Yeah, you all had to wear like theme, like lal dress pehno, cleavage dikhao. It was literally given, everyone has to show cleavage, and everyone was called out saying, not showing, show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine that's the detailing of the Zoom call.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people like that, you know, who go into these really elaborate Zoom plans. My current friends are the ones who don't.
Oh, okay.
And all my old friends are the ones who do. So, you know, ek wo hota hai na ke, chalo guys, enjoy kare life. And my current friends are like, chala.
Life, wo kya hota hai?
So, and these Zoom weddings, even I've attended a couple of them. After a point, you're like, you see yourself, right?
Yeah, on the little tiny screen.
And they're like, main kya kar raha hu?
That's true. It makes you, I think, Zoom was responsible for a lot of like self-introspection, because I'm just looking at my face 24/7. You hate yourself after a while. You're like, what is life?
I think Zoom shows really help, because Zoom shows, if you're doing stand-up on Zoom, you have to look at someone else. Otherwise, you're just looking at yourself. Yeah. Although there was this one Zoom show that I did, I was only looking at myself for 40 minutes and I didn't hear anything. So I'm like, am I bombing? Am I doing anything?
Or is everybody on mute at the same time?
I didn't understand. So I think Zoom shows made me more comfortable with if there was a Zoom hangout. Danish's wedding I attended through Zoom. He was so happy. Like, his happiness was genuine.
Invite to Danish's Zoom
you
wedding?
Fuck, even I did. I don't know him.
Come on, guys. Zoom wedding
was a lot of fun. You didn't get the package.
No.
Bombay Sweet Shop ka acha to tha itna.
I think 2 days before he got married like that. Yeah. First he said, oh yeah, baby, I'm gonna marry later. And then he said, no, listen, I'm getting married in 4 days. He said, are you coming? I said, no, good. No, anyway, limited seating. Just join the Zoom. Call me and meet you.
We will live stream it.
Yeah,
we'll live stream the wedding.
I was on board. I didn't find the heart to the irony in it. One, and I think it was also since I was living alone.
Yeah.
I really liked the effort that was being taken. Yeah.
I feel like...
Fuck. Sorry, main aise bolun jaise main bahut door hoon is topic se. I got married during the pandemic.
Ooh.
Yeah, it just hit me.
But you had a Zoom wedding.
No, I didn't. So I'm one of those current friends, you know, main nahi karne wala hoon, yahan pe laptop nahi laga sakta main.
So then how did your friends attend it? No, it was just...
No, it was right after the first 3-4 months.
Yeah, okay.
Wo jo 15 log ghar pe aa gaye, khas station mein, whatever, kiya kuch.
Okay, yes. So, but this Zoom wedding was... I think these are at least limited. Like, there are friends who had the 5-day wedding on Zoom. Ki mehndi ho gayi, ye ho gaya, aur sare log sangeet performances ho gaye. Then I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah, ye thoda zyada.
Ye zyada ho jayega, haan. But like, bachelorette, 1 ghante wala tha, tight event. It was.
Is there a type of people who can do this, and is there a type of people who can't?
I think it's the type that puts an effort into friendships, and I'm not that type.
It's the type who would not funnily do the sangeet performance. Mm. They are one type.
They're serious.
Yeah, and then
this.
The ones jo ironically karenge, fir jo dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's the category of people.
Yeah, for
them,
like,
ye to aise hi kar raha hu main. Kill karunga. Cocktail light pe main kill.
So,
but that it makes me think of like what is sort of the future of friendship. Because now that we're both like all of us are realizing that okay, it takes effort to sort of keep in touch with your friends, and you can't just fluke it, right?
Yeah.
You can't be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dekhte hain, you know, because if you just have to send memes to each other, does it even count?
It does.
Is that the future of friendship?
No, it's something, it's like the fuel, you know. But the fact, because for me, you know, this is what I've been noticing over the last few years rather, that even in relationships and like friendships, there is more of a conversation about the self.
Mm-hmm.
Or more of this awareness that, bhai, you know, this is not about... हम दोनों बड़े हो के दुबई में घर लेंगे. इट्स मोर लाइक यार मैं ना सोच रहा हूँ ये करूँ, एंड लाइक हाँ मैं भी ये सोच रहा हूँ, हाँ यू शुड डू दिस. सो वॉट एवर गिव्स यू दिस फीलिंग ऑफ के हाँ भाई आई एम गिविंग माई सेल्फ सम डिग्निटी, एंड वाइल आई एम डूइंग दैट एंड बिकॉज आई एम डूइंग दैट आई एम गिविंग यू सम डिग्निटी. सो दिस आइडिया ऑफ सेल्फ को थोड़ा सा आजकल वो अंडरलाइन हो रहा है, विच इज नाइस आई गेस.
It's also just, you know, the sending of the meme is almost like a, hey, I didn't forget you.
Mm.
Yeah, it is.
Hey,
man.
you're on my mind.
Yeah,
I just don't have the time to give you what happened during the day.
Yeah.
But take this meme.
Yeah.
I also, memes have a graph.
Oh, okay.
They are this. There's a
please
silly
break
one.
Down the graph.
There's a frivolous one. There's a silly one. There's a haha one. There's an absurd one. There's a dark one. And there's like a, bro, only I find this funny.
Only
I'm sending it to you. I hope you find it funny.
Yeah.
And when that guy says, ha ha ha, saale mein kisi aur ko nahi bhej sakta ye.
Yeah.
Then you
God,
hit it,
true.
You know.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
graph of, it's so beautiful, man.
That is true.
And the sharing of stories, like sharing of other people's stories, that happens a lot.
Really
yeah,
helps
gossip
make
really
friendship. Ends. Also, like, together, hating on a person together is like, what a nice time. I have the best time.
Yeah, that does. Because I can't, I can't give an honest joke about something or someone to everyone.
Mm.
That post only goes to Sumaira. Because only both of us are going to understand
okay,
that joke.
Sumaira's coming on the next podcast.
Yeah, so no one else is getting it because no everyone else will
she's
judge
like
me.
She's sitting behind you.
You know, to answer your previous question, it's very... She was... during the pandemic, I gave up the hang-up of... because... Everyone's like, oh, but then you're like, you can't have younger friends, la la la, because younger people are young.
What?
And they're Gen Z, la la la. This kitsch pitch that yeah. sort of happens, I think that got cleared. Where I was like, no, this is a good friend who I have met, who looks out for me in the pandemic. I was alone. She's the only one who called me saying,
sweet,
are you going to die? Should I come? I was like, yes, please. And the first day she came, man, I forgot how to talk to people.
Yeah,
you know, that
yeah.
phase.
That
and she, anyway, she's like, listen, I'm awkward. So I'm comfortable. You're not because you're social. So you take your time. And this experience, I don't think... I wonder if my college friends would have pulled me through.
Yeah.
And I think a newer friend like a Sumaira did.
Yes. Mm.
So for me, I realized that coming back to your... you know, your newer friends, you hold them close.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's about... the number of years you spend on friendship, or is it the you can pick it up from wherever you
are. That moment, it's about that moment.
Like, it doesn't matter how long it's been, it doesn't matter if you've texted them back, they just know that
they're okay with your growth. Like, wherever you end up going, whatever you end up doing, they're like, no, base person, we are on board with that.
Yeah, correct.
So which I think
is so important.
Yeah,
to like, because I mean, if you think about it, our school friendships were so like frivolous in that way. Like, oh, aaj main mera birthday hai, to aaj they're my friends, and tomorrow they're like goodbye.
Yeah, but I'm
that was your 24th. No wonder you guys didn't last, man.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
That's the sweetest time.
Yeah. I mean, I truly wish I had school friends. Like, college was just, I tried to keep in touch with everyone. I mean, eventually, char.
Yeah.
Because that's how it is. So I think total now is just 5.
But you did a job after college as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did.
So did you make friends there?
At work, yeah.
I did. I think I did. Food lab mein toh kaafi dost banaye the. And hotel mein toh nahi banaye the. Hotel mein kisi ke dost nahi hai. Hotel ke koi kisi ka saga nahi hai. No one has time. Because I was also commie 3, toh mera pyaas kaatne ka role tha. Toh like, tere se dosti hum nahi karenge.
Pyaas kaatne ka. That was your role? Pyaas cutter?
Yeah, because the lowest chef. So you go up the ladder.
Yeah.
So they were, and no one has time at hotels.
Yeah,
too intense.
Yeah.
So they are very like, we don't have time for your bullshit. So
just stab me and get over with it. You know?
I must say the first job, the library job, was older people, and they still keep in touch with me. They're like, are you okay? You're doing this. We're so proud of you. Is your mind okay? Like, pandemic, they were the ones who reached out saying, is your mind okay?
Is your mind okay?
Yeah, they're like, are you doing therapy?
Yeah.
Are you dealing with this because you're living alone? It didn't seem like they were like, hey, you're lonely. They were like, hey, listen, this is a situation. And are you dealing with it right? So that way,
The fact that strangers could like check up on us and we didn't feel like, oh, this is a personal boundary hamari cross kar rahe. We also felt like, oh, this is good for me and I'm thankful to you for checking in on me. You know, but like, normally I'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. My mind's fucked up as usual. What do you care? But like, we let that, it's about you also sort of open yourself up to like new friendship.
Yeah, in all of this, the one thing I'm taking away is just the multiple ways to reach out to someone.
Absolutely.
And say that you're a friend, like a meme.
Yeah.
Or like, I have these two friends who've literally added me to their activity on Apple Watch. They're like, hey, we finished a workout. And they're in Berlin or somewhere. So it just, that's for them to be like, hey, we're there. You did this today. Mm. Well done. Not like a... there's not, you know, the concept of sharab piyenge, dosti karenge, exchange karenge moments.
That's over, man. That's not there.
Haan, wo karne ki zarurat nahi hai. There are ways to now just let your other person know that, hey, you're on my mind every day. So
I have those Airbnb friends, man. I find those to be
nice.
Super, super sweet.
Oh, nice.
I mean, this is during travel.
Yeah. Ki main tumhare ghar pe soya hu. You fed me breakfast.
You did.
I must say the recipe friends are the friends for life.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh my god. So many of my friends sent me like kada recipes during COVID.
Everyone had their own kada. This
works. Best.
This works.
Isme ajwain nahi hai na, isme long hai na, isliye.
Yeah, this one gives you.
Mujhe chale pade but.
Dosti bani rahe.
Dosti bani.
At least he replied to my text. But yeah, you're right about like giving people sort of more time to get back to you. It's not like, oh, just because they didn't text back to you, like that's the end of your friendship.
Yeah.
It's not as fickle as it used to be.
yeah, it's here and there. That's what I feel like people have found friendships within the fickleness. Oh, teri message seen thi, but koi baat nahi, tu shayad busy tha. That's an attitude with one person, and the other one's like, seen hai, phir bhi nahi bola.
Wo bhi uske friendship, there's like their own love language.
It all started with Instagram, so shallow, and now we're... We're sending memes to each other, letting them know that.
And also with a friendship like this, of this nature, the unexpectedness of good moments is beautiful, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like a friend of mine, just recently, like 2 weeks back, is like, he called me, I was like, अबे घर का खाना खिला दे यार मैं थक गया हूँ मैंड्रा में टेक अवे लेते लेते
That's the most genuine
मैं नीचे गया टिफिन लिया मैंने और मेरी यू नो पार्टनर ने आई एम लाइक भाई आ जा यू नो
या
तो मुझे बस यही बोल दे यार यू नो
सो ड्यूरिंग जब अगर तुम्हें कोविड हुआ है तब जिन्होंने खाना भेजा है दैट इज
देयर गॉड सेंट आई मीन नेवर फॉरगेट
दिस द डिसेंबर वाला कोविड I think I have now two COVIDs which I had.
Ooh,
the second COVID.
Two COVIDs down.
Two. How many? What's your score?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thoda khasing, guys.
Please.
One, two.
One, no. One for me. So I think the second is on its way somewhere. Like, abhi mil jayega.
And I remember second one, the most unexpected person sent me food every day was a movie I'm writing, uski producer.
Nice.
Wo, Nidhi has sent me food every day and she, I think we bonded over food in terms of cooking.
Dude, was it good? Because if my producer is sending me food and it's not nice, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, but she's such a fabulous cook.
How do you
cook.
Tell them?
And she corrected, she
could
also
be better.
I'm actually a food asshole, right? So, but I'm now making sure that I don't sound like one. So she figured it out. She's like, you're a food asshole. I got it. Relax. So the food she sent is insane. She kept it basic.
Like what? Tell me.
Like she once sent, she'll send five items. She'll say, I'll send you rice because I'm a rice girl. Rice, gravy, rajma, paratha, और बटरमिल्क और फिर एक दिन फ्रूट का कुछ आ जाएगा एक दिन ब्रेकफास्ट आ जाएगा एंड रवा उपमा आल्सो शी इज लाइक डोंट वरी मैंने जीरा नहीं डाला मैंने राई डाला क्योंकि तो साउथ इंडियन
सो थॉटफुल
या शी देयर वाज नो नीड एंड शी जस्ट
टुक केयर
निधि परमार
चलो आई एम सेंडिंग हर एन ईमेल विद माय टेक्स्ट
शी इज द बेस्ट एंड जब भी घर जाओ उनके रीडिंग के लिए तो वैसे भी खिला देती है बट दिस आई डिडंट शी वाज नो नीड
बट
एवरी डे शी
सेंट मी यू सेंट मी डोसा बैटर लाइक आई डोंट नो व्हेयर शी इज लाइक
Because I made like lots of it.
You make dosa batter at
home? Yeah. So like, I used to sell dosa batter in
I was just
batter.
About to say, let's start the business. Na. Bahut ho gaya
yaar, what is, yeah.
Let's just do it.
So I'm very good at dosa batter. So
like what all? Like rice wala and then mille wala.
Haan, phir wo aday wala jo multiple millets wala wo bhi hai. And then I do a green moong and wo wala
dosa. Like a pesaritu. Is that
But like I don't like a full pesaritu because it makes very burpy and whatnot. So I make pesaritu is green moong ka. Wo, you don't make it regular dosa.
You have to आलू चटनी जिंजर आलू चटनी
व्हिच बिजनेस आईडिया गाइस
या सो सो आई मेड लाइक 5:1 वाला व्हिच वाज लॉट्स ऑफ डोसा बैटर सो आई सेड ओके टेक यू टेक
आई मेड सो मेनी डोसास आई मीन आई मेड देम बैडली बट डोसा इट वाज डोसा दैट वाज सो या इट डज मेक यू थिंक ऑफ लाइक दैट सम पीपल सॉर्ट ऑफ ड्रिफ्टेड अपार्ट फॉर अ रीजन Because, I mean, they had their own shit to deal with also. Like, so no personal sort of hate to them. But
did you guys go through married friends cutting you off because of marriage?
No.
Oh. No, na? I feel like that's getting reduced now.
Sabne bacche kar liye us time pe.
I'm like, 2 saal hai, kuch kaam.
They all had kids.
Because meko pehle log keh rahe the ki shaadi ho jayegi, dost khatam ho jayega. I'm like, mere to shaadi hone ke baad dost ladkiyan aur phone kar rahi ki ye main tumse maar dalungi. Main iska jeet mera jeen aaram kar raha hai. Aisa ho ke.
That's a different kind of friendship.
Yeah. Then they're very like, nahi. But in front of them, if I'm like, oh, ye hai, and they're like, jo tere saath bitching ki usko mat batao. Okay, okay, cool. So that was unexpected.
I love how the language changes when people get married, you know? Especially when two good friends get married.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like now when I text my friend who also got married, it's like, bhai, .. And he's like, kya hua?
Kya hua? Like, he's always like, 3, matlab kuch hua.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, he's like, Lodu. Like, haan, buck.
Bhai is the beginning of Laro Sharab, don't worry.
I am with you in spirit, in a bottle of spirit. Did you, how did you sort of like find out if this friend or this friendship has seen its course? Like, okay, I feel like this has been a good friendship, but now it's time to break up. How do you find out that this is it?
You've never done friendship breakup, no? Or you have?
Not so.
Has someone ever broken up with you?
No, not formally. But when things that matter to you don't seem to matter to anyone. Mm-hmm. And they're like, am I alone in this?
Yeah, like that. Political ideologies off late have just caused a lot of rifts because, you know, we used to say ki kaisi uncle wali thought hai, and I'm like, oh, mere dost uncle ban chuke ki hum bhi uncle hai abhi. So their blatant political ideologies sort of mess my head up nowadays.
Mm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, also like, yeah, their belief system, and if they're vocal about it, then I'm like, hey, take a seat down. Why are you like being this person online?
Yeah. And also just, I think for me personally, you can't, if a friend is just not nice or not respectful for a friend of mine who's close, I don't, that really ticks me off where I'm like, you don't have to be friends with them, but you can have a basic courtesy.
100%.
And that somehow with older friends who have, it's done its course, I think that's happened the most. Because I think that's their reaction to, oh, you've moved on, is it? Do you have new friends now? So I'm going to make fan of those friends. And I mean, I'm able to see that side after the fight.
Yeah.
But during that, I'm like, just, you don't have to like that person. Be respectful. That's all. That really, I'm like, no, you can't. I'm sure you've heard utni to social skill hai tumme ki tum baat mat karo.
Yeah.
That is fair. Everyone is now accepting of, if you're not someone who's talkative, it's fine. But what is this?
Yeah, being like pokey and mean, that's not a vibe anymore. Just be nice.
Or just be not neutral.
Normal.
Yeah, normal. Just don't talk. Neutral. It's fine.
I'm actually dreading what happens after 10 years. I think abhi to everybody's busy, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're in your 40s, 50s, that's when some people make terrible mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
अच्छा तू अपनी वाइफ पे चीट कर रहे थे तो चार बच्चे हैं यू नो
दैट
शिट विल कम आउट एंड दैट्स व्हेन यू विल बी टेस्टेड
ऑन योर फ्रेंडशिप या हैव यू एवर बीन सॉर्ट ऑफ इन अ पोजीशन वेयर यू लाइक आई लाइक बिकॉज दिस पर्सन हैज डिफरेंट व्यूज देन यू यू नो लॉन्गर वांट टू बी देयर फ्रेंड
यार इट यू नो इंस्टेंट माय रिएक्शन इज दैट यू नो एंड आई कैन होल्ड ऑन टू दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ डिसअपॉइंटमेंट बोलो फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम But I can't forget the warmth, man. I'm a sucker for it, you know.
That person, especially if it's an emotional reason. Like, imagine a friend of yours is cheating. You're like, I'm sad, but you were my friend. Like, that that friendship was never cheated on, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to be taking sides, but you also are like, but why would you do something so stupid? You know, I mean, it does feel like, is it okay to sort of like break up with a friend because they have just been a bad person to somebody else, not you, but somebody else?
Yeah, I'm kind of, I've always been stuck with this whole moral dilemma of agar mere dost ne kuch horrible kiya hota to main kya karta, and I've been in a situation like that also, and it's not been nice. But you know, time takes care of it. After a point, you really, really, you know, you find out that person's father is not doing physically well, and you have this insane urge of just saying, man, can I hug you? Can I talk to you? Can I meet you? And I don't give a fuck, you know. You may support a party that I don't like, or you may do, you may have done something that I didn't agree with, but I can cry for you.
Yeah,
you know,
I can be there to listen to you. I mean, that's very, that's,
and this is the thing that I find is happening in the phase that I am in my life. You know, so many people are being vocal about what do they support, what do they not support. So many people have sort of done things which are not, whatever, perfect in a way. But I find myself to be in this position where I'm like, hey, I miss you, man. You know, time and again. Not like every day it's fucking with my head. But
every once in a while.
Yeah. I guess because you also see yourself as very flawed now, you know.
100%.
You're like,
also, a friend breakup sounds easy, but it's not.
It's not, man.
It's very hurtful. A relationship
breakup is way easier.
100 times easier, man. 100.
Way easier.
And that intensity of that friendship breakup is so long-lasting. Oh, it's like a bad classical music concert or a play.
Oh my God,
you're like, ye main kaise khatam karu?
I don't know if this has happened to you when you do a friendship breakup and now it's moved back to acquaintance.
Oh yeah.
Because that's what's happening with me right now.
No.
And man, it's a mind fuck, because I'm naturally very, if that person is a friend, answering a question, if my friend does something terrible, I'm like, no, I'm on your side. It's unfortunate, but I think I'm on your side. And I mean, depends. Like, it would be like for the five people who are there.
Correct.
I don't think the service goes to other people.
Okay.
But I'm actually going through a very good friend who I thought, it's also a good friend who I'm now going from friendship to, I have to put her in the acquaintance box because I'm like, I think that's the only way this can make some sense. Okay. But I do have the urge to reach out, to be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Make sense. Share or like, memes. Yeah. Or share memes.
Yeah.
And that I'm not able to because, you know, it's also the beginning of, I'm also trying to maybe being more self, which people tend to do.
Yeah.
Is that I think since you are bullied or you are a certain way in school, like I was bullied in school, if I want a person to like me, I project that on them and make them a bully.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that it's wrong that they would have bullied as well, fine. But I know that for me also, I did give them that power. So I'm really like, this is no, during pandemic true. I figured out that I'm like, oh, I'm making friends, some friends I'm making by giving them a the superior position. Be like, oh, you can bully me anytime and that's how you can have fun.
Yeah.
And of course, it's their call. Do they take it on? Fine. But that's something I want to evade. And that's exactly what's happening when I was like, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to... I don't... I think friendship breakups should be very honest and direct.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I have the maturity / capability of that.
We don't think of them as a, like a thing that, you know, because when I went through a normal relationship breakup, romantic breakup, I spoke to my therapist about it and I was like, this is hard, you know, I've been spending so much time with this person and suddenly this person is gone. But then I'm like, if you think about it, the friend that I no longer speak to, they were a part of my life for this many years. And now I don't speak to them anymore. And like,
that hurts
it's so hurtful when you see that Instagram story every once in a while and be like, okay, we don't talk anymore.
But putting them in the acquaintance boxes, cutting them off is great. But how do you go back to, hey, how's it going?
Like, how do you go back to small talk?
Because you see them, they're professionally involved or they're some other way involved, they're in your friend circle, then what are you going to do?
You're right. But also, it's important to sort of like get rid of friends or like at least take a step back from friends who are no longer sort of your
type. Man, it's nice to say that, but I don't know if I have.
It's hard. But Sumukhi, okay, I'll talk to you about my story. I recently broke up with a friend. It's been a while, actually. Not
like
recently.
formally, like I don't want to talk to you.
Like formally, like it was, we had a call and then I was like, oh, you're a bitch. And then... Yeah, it was a little more dramatic. So, well, that's it. That's the end of the podcast. Yeah. But it did feel like a big thing because you're not just losing that friend. You're also losing the inside jokes you shared and the sort of the safe space that friend gave you in that moment. But like when you look back, you're like, oh, okay, maybe I was a little codependent. You look back and you see your own patterns from like a third perspective. You go like, okay, maybe I was a little codependent. Maybe I gave in too much and maybe I was being sort of stepped over in a way, you know, like you start like thinking about what went wrong. And it's mostly things that you can actually work out in a relationship. You can sort of find a way to sort of work those out. But in a friendship, it's also easier to sort of let go of a friend. Chal theek hai. Because there's no there's less sort of
structure
in friendship. There's a very like unsaid rule ki ho gaya to ho gaya.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You know when female friendship breakup happens, it's very dramatic.
It's very dramatic.
Male friendship breakup, I don't think they happen. They just be like, I guess
they trail off.
Yeah. But if it's like a male female friendship, how does that work?
I mean, breakup nahi hota yaar. Matlab mujhe samajh hi nahi aata ye breakup wala scene. Breakup to is done when an act of evil is conducted in a way. I've been on the side where I've not experienced that personally. But that trailing off happens, but then your female friend gets pregnant after like 5-10 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What a great escalation.
We were friends once, but then she got pregnant and then we had to break up.
I feel like my male friends have broken up with me better than the female friends.
Really?
Yeah, they have cut me off very clearly.
Yeah, like how?
I wonder, they just said, hey, I don't think... you are as smart as me, so I don't want to do
what?
Yeah, this was when college se main jab Chennai se Bangalore gayi thi, I had a very close friend in Chennai. Or he just became very dicky for 6 months. So I was being why. And then eventually he was like, I don't think you're in the same, because I don't think you're as smart as me. And then he was dating my friend. And then he told her, saying that she's very emotional. We can't talk to her as a couple.
Oh no.
And the problem is that the girl was a better friend. So, you know, that got... But
oh, no.
I must say that him saying that really just... I was like, okay, cool, bye, I guess.
Did he take away, like, your other friend too?
No, no, no. We got back. Because of course, in my head, I was like, break up to hona hai. Iske saath kaun karega? Tum mara toh nahi chalne wala.
Kitna time tak chalaunga phir?
Uske baad 2 saal chalaunga.
Not bad,
wow.
Yeah.
Haan, saal kaafi chala hai.
Phir,
yeah.
So then we reached out, like, the girl and I reached out and we made friends. But I must say ki... It doesn't hurt me as much as like the female friend that I have lost. Mm. Like,
why is that? Do you think?
I don't know. I don't have an. Mm. I don't know. And I wonder if it's we discussed. I don't know. Actually, calling me not smart is quite hurtful.
I think it's because female friends see each other braless. So there's more like. I've seen you braless. Come on.
Maybe it's
more depth.
It's maybe the emotional. I don't know.
Thoda stereotypical, obvious answers. Iska answer, if I have to guess, because I've been in a way. I mean, I know that a part of you doesn't want to talk about shit that hurts.
Yeah.
You're like, man, fuck it. Yeah.
There's a little fuck it, fuck this. I don't want to work on this.
Yeah,
and,
just like, theek hai yaar, tune kuch chutiyaba kiya, fuck it.
Yeah.
Maybe in my head, I'm also like, ladki. Good girl, I'm very like, tune aise kyun kiya mere saath? Main to bahut trust kiya tujhe.
If you have a female friend does anything remotely hurtful, I'm like, you stabbed me in the back. I'm just straight up, I'm thinking betrayal. I'm thinking like, you
as opposed to a dude doing it to you, then
that's... If a dude is doing that to me, I'm like, classic dude.
Of course. Of course, mujhe befoo bulaya.
Of course, I'm not as
smart. I mean, wo to IIT se bhi tha, to I think tab to I'm like, wo to IIT ka hai.
IIT ka bandha
to
aise baat karega hi.
ऐसे करेंगे ना उनको तो सिखाया है उन लोगों ने तो which is unfair but
they take
maybe I think coming back to what you said in the beginning no कि is it like a boy like लड़कों का अलग चल रहा है लड़कियों का अलग चल रहा है
इस मामले में है थोड़ा
शायद है and but लड़के लड़की वाला whenever boy has broken up on friendship I think it's been clear both two boys friends from Chennai broke up were just brutal and asshole
I was
like good this is a good cut
I also think that the core need for a male to male friendship as opposed to a female female friendship is different like a male to male friendship in my opinion is masti / bakchodi / frivolous shit / man I need to take out the child out of me be available you know and just like I talk to my friends and we trash talk for like hours matlab wo banda mere sath bomb wo banda bombay mein sath 3 saal tha fir wo kerala chala gaya wo 8 saal ke baad london mein ja ke padhai kar raha hai naukri kar raha hai from there he's trash talking from here I'm trash talking main writing workshops le raha hu baaju mein khade ho ke trash talk kar raha hu you know that core need to talk shit I think is very important for dudes
for
which
dudes.
Is why there are certain films like the Superbad you know
it's
I don't know why but it's
there
like my partner she says what do you guys talk about what is this conversation that you're having since the last 20 minutes so I don't know what the core need for
I think core need remains trash talking for sure but I think there's also the additional emotional lead to it I think that remains like the maybe it's just a personal experience because for me I need a friend for bakchodi I need a friend to say things and have jokes and do this and just remove all the unpleasantness so that I don't sound like a terrible person to someone else but yeah there is a emotional need stuck to it as well where you're like no you are responsible for this feeling of mine like you I trust you that thoda wo hai ki thoda aise mat karna mere sath wo wala to vibe hai ladkiyon mein
whereas for a dude if somebody's talking to me if somebody's a friend of mine a boy who's this emotional anchor I'd be like fuck mujhe aaj nahi milna you know aaj wo wala feel nahi hai aaj isko main mahine mein ek baar mil sakta hu but isko main nahi mil sakta bro he takes a lot of shit out of me
correct.
And then I come back home and I have to be like main to sone ja raha hu
he's so like so drained out of talking about your feelings bahut feelings discuss kar liye yaar sorry
once in a while it's beautiful it's so nice and you're like isse to mujhe har roz hi milna
hai but the thing with female friendship it's mostly feelings
I don't know like, because nowadays feelings. It's very it's
makes
only
no.
yeah in fact feelings is once in a while then suddenly it becomes 10 jokes about feelings then you then 10 more jokes about something else
that's the then, just our coping mechanism we're like let's laugh about this until this becomes funny but actually
I don't know because see it's correct if like if with the Sumera that's what happens but even with a Rena or a Sanya who are my friends from Bangalore who are not these people also with the same thing we're going with. Sandhya was one of my friends who found out that she found out long back that my ex was cheating on me. And then she said, "Maine tumko nahi bataya kyunki mere naam tumko nahi bataya. Tumne mujhe bataya kyun nahi?" Then we spoke up, we did jokes about that. Where she's like, "You would do this, 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 therefore this, this, this. Why do people do this?" We went through that train. Then we came back and then she sent me a voice note about what he did. She's like, "Isko save karke rakhna so that mere ko baar baar hi karne ki zarurat nahi hai." So there also it's that vibe. So I think it's a trash plus emotion.
Correct.
That's what it is.
Yeah, mostly emotion, little bit of trash.
Yeah. In fact, ये extra feeling जब चले जाते हैं ना किसी लड़की के साथ तब तो पक्का ही breakup होगा.
Really?
Yeah, मुझे लग रहा है जब मैंने जिस लड़की के साथ max feeling कर दी और trash नहीं किया, where I didn't have fun with it,
yeah,
then the chances of it being like ho gaya tera
fickle
like, maybe it's because we're draining each other out, maybe I think subconsciously that's why.
Yeah, even with like friends, even though I rely on a lot of my friends for like, you know, just they are my outlet, but I still make it a point to not burden them in a way when I'm like rozy call karke bol rahi hu aaj ye ho gaya. So I have this thing where like I call them and I let them know, hey, I have a lot on my mind, do you have like the mental wavelength to sort of listen to me and let me vent it out to you? And if they're on board, I'm like, okay, get the popcorn out.
And I don't see anyone opposite saying no. Everyone's like, hit it. Oh. Yeah, like, even if I'm emotionally drained, I want to hear this. What's happening?
Oh man, that's so nice, yeah, to sort of have a friend. Even because some of the times your own thoughts don't make sense to you and you just want like an outlet. And to find that key person who's just going to listen to you without sort of giving you a solution, that's really cool.
Oh,
are
I'm sorry. What you say?
Are you a solution-driven
friendship?
Friend? I am a solution-driven friend. That's why, in fact, when someone is going saying that I need to vent, I said, don't call me. Because I'll give you solutions, then you'll get pissed off. Then I don't want to go through that. So just go to someone else.
Just give me the solution and then listen
to me. Yeah, call me when you need a solution.
You start with the solution, get married, and then listen to me. So it'll be anything you need to get married, and then I'll vent it out.
What were you saying?
No, I was saying like by nature, because we're writers, right? So for us, when people are venting or people are talking, for us, this idea of conflict.
Yeah.
And you know iska resolution nikalna
chahiye.
I agree.
And then
director saab.
No, but generally like that. It's like that. And I'm like, isko main kuch aisa bataunga jisne abhi tak socha hi nahi. Kyunki ye to mera skill hai. Bro, ek baat bata, tune iske bare mein aise socha hai kya?
Yeah, you rephrase the thing.
Yeah.
It's like
but you know, for us it's very weird because we the person that this person is bitching about, we tend to take that guy's side.
But
no, because you have to justify everyone.
Yeah, because you're like, every character has their motives.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is that character's motive?
Iski character mein likha hoga hai.
Very true.
Just go by the script.
Yeah,
because it's weird to keep one person, like a person one in a one-dimensional light, no?
Also, sometimes you just want to hear because it's just like great content. You're like, I've just figured out a new angle to the same feeling. It's like, it is a love rant, but teri alag chal rahi hai. Ye character the matter. It's such a Continue. That also. Yes, that way it does get
interesting. Like so if I ever call you the problem, I'm like, ye mera model
notebook leke baithe
ya fir apple notes.
Apple notes.
Fragile but strong.
Ha fir usne gali di fir.
Ek baar fir se bata kaun si gali di. Just a detailed breakdown. But yeah, I mean, I think we've broken down pretty much a lot about friendships and making it and maintaining it.
Yeah.
Clearly, you are a non-dramatic friend. And I think I have realized I'm a dramatic friend. Are you a dramatic friend? I don't think you're a dramatic friend.
No, I'm not. Because I think of it as expansion always. Okay, something like friendship, it's never... Anything is, even a day of you not talking is a form of expansion.
Yeah.
For mine's me, I'm a very dramatic friend. I'm very like, kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya? But very recently, I'm going the, if someone is not, like, I try and not react immediately. Don't worry, I'm failing him abysmally. But I'm also 10% succeeding.
Yeah.
It really helps. Sometimes just not responding or not reacting for a day. And then the next day approaching, it's the most basic solution that worked out.
Yeah.
But it's the beginning of the month where I'm like, I'm going to be a new person from May.
From May. It's June.
Does this happen with you guys that when you make a new friend,
You
think, you feel like it's like, fuck, it's a little like love.
Yeah,
it is.
You know?
Dude, it is love. I mean, if you think about the idea of soulmates, that why is that so like restrained to like, oh, that's the romantic section? Because I feel soulmatey with my friends.
Yeah. Adding to that, the person you meet and you're like, oh my god, this feels like first love. And the side mate, there was this friend with you, there was this person with you all along, when that was the person who's actually your friend. You go through that.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, because this one's like, wow, yeah, ye to meri soulmate, but bagal mein jo ladki thi. Oh my god, ye meri soulmate thi. It's very, she was there all along.
That is such a feeling, cool, yeah, that's such a cool feeling to, also, I feel like, sometimes when like some friends go from your life, it's also an indication that other people are coming into your life from different, like maybe from a work source, or like you just met them on Omegle, you know, like you normally meet friends on Omegle.com.
What's Omegle.com?
Omegle.com.
What is Omegle.com?
It's a sex chat.
What?
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. But with video.
Yeah.
Good. I'm anyway very expressive.
So you'll see a lot of these Indian dudes like sitting like
on
this.
Yeah. And sometimes you see a random dick. I'm like, all right, enough.
Dude,
enough.
You know, fuck, I have a great Omegle story. This is not related to your podcast. The day David Bowie died, right?
Yeah.
So I went on Omegle because I was in a phase.
Oh, okay.
So this guy had a guitar.
Oh.
And I asked him, can you play me Space Oddity? Yeah. Fucking played me, dude.
Okay, what? Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. I thought that story was going to go somewhere else. And I'm like, so can you play Space Oddity? Then his guitar's at the dick. I don't want you to go through
that. That's also my worst fear. You know, you ask someone to sing and they show their dick to you.
Classic.
Yeah.
Never. Happens all the time.
Because I was like, oh no, he's going through David Bowie moment. Someone showed him a dick. No, I don't want him to go through that.
No, but I think social media also has a part to play. Like, let's go back to where we started from, which is meme culture. Like, we think of it's like, oh, chalo, you know what? Like, we'll just send it to someone. But it does mean that, hey, I think about you.
Yeah.
100%. So often. And you matter to me a little bit.
Yeah. And we laugh at the same joke. Yeah. That's the litmus test of every friendship. Correct. If we don't love, we're not friends.
Yeah.
Man.
Sometimes I'm like, you laugh at this shit? Me also. Like, we're the same.
Yeah. Oh, social media really helps.
It does.
We started with, it doesn't matter. But now, I mean, I guess.
It does.
All got a sand.
So, but, and also it makes it easier to sort of keep in touch with people, right? You're not like waiting for that one khat from London. It's like, abhi meme aata hoga.
Yeah.
Which is so convenient.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Gotta go check your DMs. Fuck.
Gotta go. Oh, okay, guys. That brings us to the end of this podcast because we have to go back to our actual friends. These are not my friends.
It's true. Just when. Okay, I guess I have to have a public breakup again.
Oh, no. Please don't throw chole bhature at me.
Hey, I came across a new chole bhature place, which is very good.
Yeah?
In Juhu called Punjab the Chula.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah, and they also do wheat kulchas.
Weed kulchas.
Wheat, yeah, wheat. This is such a Bombay, Gurgaon, wheat. South Delhi.
Weed
kulchas. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sugi. Thank you so much, Dhruv Sehgal, for being on my podcast. I feel like we did a lot of like overthinking.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if you're listening, you enjoy this podcast too. And if you enjoy this podcast, please do
like, share, subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe, and comment.
And share.
Yeah, share. Just share.
Share the overthinking.
Share it. Yeah. And now say it like you mean it.
Do share the overthinking, like, share, subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe.
If you like this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. And send it to lots of people because overthinking is a group sport.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
Do that. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are entering the overthink tank.